police and the fire departments are asking.
It is morning.
Stay off the phone.
You wake up.
Hey, come on.
You greet your loved ones. You grab the morning paper. And although it seems like any ordinary day, it isn't. For one extraordinary reason.
A historic and unprecedented event has occurred. The question of whether or not we are alone in the universe has been answered.
So
two warships have just arrived over India, England, and Germany.
I really don't think they flew 90 billion light years to come down here and start a fight.
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
They're using our own satellites against us. The clock is ticking.
Counteroffensive with a full nuclear strike.
Over American soil.
If we don't strike soon, there may not be much of an America left to defend.
Being exterminated.
Kick the tires and light the fire.
We're looking at worldwide destruction in the next 36 hours.
Are you getting defense?
Six. I'm one of your hosts, the phenomenal one from MovieSpoilersPodcast.com.
This is Z from iOpen Podcast, which is EOPodcast.com and TheFanCritic.com.
So what did you think about that, the most phenomenal podcast one on the planet? What did you think about that?
It shows that you have a really big ego.
No, it does not. I think you're just taking it out of context, you know. That's the problem with you. You're always taking things out of context. I'm trying to lift your spirit up here, man. Come on.
And if you said awesome podcast or, you know, phenomenal, it's, and plus that's your name, you know.
What's wrong with that? That's the name. Plus it's a word. It's better than awesome. So what the hell's wrong with you?
Phenomenally.
You're just a hater, man. Don't listen to this guy, everybody.
I don't know, your name could be a verb, so...
Son of a bitch, you. happy 4th of July, everybody, because by the time you hear this, it'll be pretty much damn near to that day.
Exactly, that's why we're doing Independence Day, because it works.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think there was any other... No, actually, there were 10 other films, whatever, but they were all no names. They wasn't as big as this one, apparently, and the only reason why this one's probably big is because... You got, at the time, you got Jeff Goldblum, Will Smith, and sci-fi? Forget about it. Around, what was it, 95?
1996. 13, it'll be 13 year, or what is it, 4, 14, 17 years.
17 years ago, and we still quote, well, I don't know about quoting, we still make fun of Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
I hate that fucking line.
And, if I noticed this, I don't know if you noticed this, that... Everyone in this movie, you know, Goldblum, Pullman, Vivica Fox, you know, except Will Smith, no one really had a career, much of a career after this.
So this is the career killer.
Look at it. I mean, Bill Pullman, who's probably might be one of the best movie presidents with this one.
I hear that he's coming back for the sequel.
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything since this. Anything that's notable.
Say he was the best president in any movie? No.
He's always been tops. Like on a list, it's one of them.
Nobody beats Morgan Freeman, goddammit.
Well, Danny Glover in 2012.
Damn right, yeah, I'll take that, dude.
You just like the black presidents.
Damn right, hey, it's realistic, that's why.
Jamie Foxx and White House Down.
I don't know about that shit, no. That's okay, no. That's alright. No, nobody beats Morgan Freeman, though. Morgan Freeman is the president, okay? Oh, and Aaron Eckhart. He's okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So.
Yeah, Aaron Eckhart. Anybody from The Dark Knight that was pretty much a president in any movie or whatever, they're okay.
What? Okay.
Yeah, so
TPO
so
for president.
For president. That's like it.
TPO for president.
I would fuck this country up in so many ways, whatever. I'd be showing up late to UN meetings or whatever, put my feet on the table, and was like, I gotta do what now?
You would make...
Why can't China handle that shit? Oh, they gotta do everything, whatever.
You would make Friday happy ending Friday.
You goddamn right or whatever. I'd use it at the bar or whatever. I'd be like, hey, baby, you ever fucked the president of the United States of America?
No, you'll turn out one that's like 60, 70 years old. Yes, I did. Kennedy.
You're damn right. I would make a rule if whenever they make any fucking president's movie or independence movie or anything like that, and they have a president in the movie, I have to be the president.
Yeah.
There is no other president but me.
Yeah, that would work.
Friday will be now known as Phenomenal Day.
That I find that acceptable.
Thursdays, you don't gotta go to work that day. Fuck it. Why not?
I approve that message.
Exactly. Why should you work 5 days a week and only get 2 days off? That's bullshit.
I fully, fully accept your candidacy.
Throwback Tuesdays? Fuck that. Titty Tuesdays. That's what. Oh my god. What about the war on Iran? What about the war? You're not showing me your titties.
we would get attacked by Canada.
Yeah. Well, you know what? No, Canada is still our back pocket, so you know, we don't. Hey, they don't know how to attack nobody over there. Come on.
Okay, then, like, people from India will come over with their harpoons and just kill us.
Oh, they wouldn't come over to kill us. I'd invite them over.
Black people don't go on cruises.
I'd be like, take your land back. Take it back. Take it back.
Remember, black people don't go on cruises, so they have to fly.
That's full of shit. I don't know what you're talking about or whatever. Oh, I would have to be in Avengers 2, not Robert Downey Jr. How about that? I think all kind of president moves or whatever. Every time that helmet lifts up from Iron Man or whatever, you see a black.
Oh, I just saw the best president.
Yeah, me.
No, Harrison Ford from Air Force One.
Oh, fuck Harrison Ford.
Just saying.
His old wrinkly ass. He ain't got shit on Morgan Freeman.
Just saying.
He ain't got shit on Morgan Freeman. So, Independence Day here, though. I do apologize in advance to the spoiling bastards, but I can't stay here this long. So, whatever.
It's okay.
I got lots of shit to do, actually, for today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. Well, I shouldn't say the dates because the name is like, hey, wait a minute. So, yeah, I got a lot of shit to do, so.
You mean on Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah, exactly. On Wednesday and Thursday, I got a lot of shit to do those days, so, you know. So, I got to wrap this up, wrap it up, be as soon as possible. So, probably not going to be as long as the show, but it'll be about 30, 40 minutes, maybe, so.
Alright. Well, Independence Day came out July 2nd, 1996, directed by Roland Emmerich, produced
back when Will Smith was the king of July.
Yes, King of Summer, starring Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, Margaret Colin, Vivica Fox, Randy Quaid, Harry Connick Jr., you know, people that were popular back then.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably, if you look at that now, it'd be like, wow, that's a horrible cast. Mm-hmm. Well, even back then. Oh, don't forget the lovely Vivica Fox in her stripping days.
I said that, and she hasn't done anything except Kill Bill.
Really, Kill Bill? I think, you know, she's done some movies after that. It's just, you know, they've just been those black BET movies.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I didn't say it.
They got, you got straight to DVD, and you got straight to BET.
Straight to Walmart bin?
Yeah, you got straight to DVD, straight to Walmart bin, straight to Netflix, and you got straight to BET. So, you figure out which one is more successful.
Yeah. Oh, it's a tough one.
I think it's the Walmart one.
But, you start off the movie pretty much, day is July 2nd, when this episode is released. And you get a shot of the moon, and the alien aircraft flies over it, pretty much blocking all the satellites. Then we meet Jeff Goldblum's character, David Levinson, who works pretty much for a cable company in New York. Pretty much at the beginning of the movie, we meet three different characters. David Levinson, played by Jeff Goldblum. President Thomas Whitmore, played by Bill Pullman, and Captain Stephen Hiller, played by Will Smith, all different parts of the country in Washington, L.A., and New York. So, alien aircraft blocks the satellites, and you show, it's like pretty much right from the start that you don't see the aircraft, you see the clouds, that looks like it's a huge storm coming. Yeah, did you like that, like how they introduce the spaceship right like that? I think you're silent.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I don't like this fucking movie. Alright, I don't like this fucking movie. I mean, I appreciate it for what it was, but the fucking dialogue is horrible in here. The script is not all that great or whatever. And you know what? I will say at least Martin Attack tried to be funny. This shit right here is just Will Smith being loud, obnoxious, and fucking stereotypical, you know?
Yeah, we don't really meet Will Smith, like, I think about maybe a half hour into the movie.
Yeah, but I'm trying to wrap this shit up, because I'm not trying to be here all day talking about this.
Yeah, we meet him, like, 20, like, half hour in the movie, so I wouldn't really say he's the biggest star compared to everyone else, but
the alien is the biggest star.
Yeah, so
That is something I will give the credit on. The set designs of the aliens and the spaceships I thought looked good.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, imagine what it would be now. Jesus.
No, it'd probably be like shit now, because now they know how to use CG a lot.
Yeah, back in 96, CG wasn't as popular as it is today.
Yeah, I mean, back then, you know, this is back in the trend when we had a lot of alien movies, whatever, and, you know, that's when it was looking good. Don't forget Alien 1, 2, and 3. I mean, those the aliens, and those look perfect all down there, whatever. You got aliens now today. I mean, what we have, a fucking battleship of the aliens?
Mm-hmm.
The little goatees and shit.
So, the spaceships pretty much hover over every single, the major city around the world. United States, it's L.A., Washington, D.C., and New York.
I laughed at this scene. I thought it was hilarious. I see all these people standing in this building. Hey, we're friends with you. We want you to come play with us. Whatever the alien said. What kind of hippie shit is this? And he pressed the crowd control button or whatever and blew their asses up. And I was like, that's what the fuck you get.
That would really happen. That would really happen, too.
Come on now, man. These people are retarded. What people do you know if a big-ass ship like that just hovered over you and be standing on top of a building with fucking signs like this, the WWE and shit? Hey, brother, you come on down here and shoot face me face-to-face. You show me what it'd be like. Oh, yeah. Snap it to your Slim Jim, brother. So, I mean, come on now. I find that to be ridiculous. Whatever. I mean,
but it's going to happen.
This is our second alien film we've done. So, I mean, granted, we only done six shows, but our second alien show, and District 9 handled that much better when their alien ship showed up. I mean, these people in here was just, I mean, they is fucking gullible. I was like, wow, people were retarded in 96 or what?
Well, the movie's pretty much Roland Emmerich, who's known for his destruction movies. You know,
2013, he's still blowing up the White House. Good lord.
Yeah, I mean, that's all he's known for. So,
yeah,
he's known for.
You know how last week I said, like, oh, that's the lower level of Denise Richards for that chick or whatever? Well, he's the lower level of Michael Bay. And if you can't get Michael Bay, then you go to this guy.
Yeah. The only thing I was surprised that his brother wasn't in this movie.
That's right, he wasn't in
the movie. Yeah. So, but to go back to the movie, David Levinson, Goldblum's character, figures out that they're using our satellites against us to find a countdown. And he pretty much takes his dad, Judd Hirsch, who's famous for Taxi, to New York. And before he goes to New York, it's like 8 hours. So I don't know how long it is from New York to Washington. I don't think it's 8 hours. I think it's got to be 8 hours because they only had maybe an hour before.
You know what? That drive from D.C. to New York isn't that long. It isn't 8 hours, I can tell you that right now.
Okay. Okay.
Right. I want to say it was about half of that, maybe even less. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, so he drives to LA, to Washington, to let them know about the countdown.
I want to say Kentucky to Virginia is damn near 8 hours. So it's not long as well. So yeah, obviously that's not accurate then.
Okay. And, Will Smith, he's captain in the Air or the Marine Corps, and he's dating Vivica Fox and her son, who is his nephew in Fresh Prince, which is weird.
Yeah.
They're like, we a black kid. Oh, there he is.
I want to say this was before he appeared on the TV show.
Was it?
I want to say. Because he was a little older on the show, probably about a year or two.
No. They're probably like, we need a black kid. You know any?
Not at this time, you know. Not in 96, there wasn't a lot of little Negro babies running around at the time, you know?
Which was...
But now, I can point them out left and right for you now if you want.
Which was weird, because, you know, she's bitching that he's going to work, beyond, you know, before the attacks, and that she goes to be a stripper. She goes to work at a strip club.
What's wrong with that?
No, during the alien attacks.
Yeah, that's perfect. The alien wants a fucking lap dance. I mean, cool. I mean, as P1 is your national president here, I want to take you to our finest strip clubs with at the time, this was back when Vivica Fox was everybody wanted to see her naked, and this was the closest we was ever going to get. So, you know, this was A-plus actress star for her. She should have won an Oscar for this. And
wow. Bold statement.
Yeah, because when she took them clothes off, I think that's when I realized that you get a hard on. I think I how old that.
That's how both.
Like, wow. And then finally, 20 years later, I realized, wow, she ain't shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, never mind. You know what? Yeah, you got a point, Ben. Never mind. I'm looking at a picture of her now. I'm looking like, yeah, that big ass forehead. What is she doing? Hit button bricks and shit? Guys.
Well, Goldblum and his dad make it to Washington before the countdown, and they are sending a welcome helicopters, which is a black guy and a bunch of other guys. I gotta throw that in there.
Why you gotta be racist like that, man? Come on.
I'm just saying, they sent the black guy to do that, pretty much kill himself.
Do you think Roland Emmerich is racist?
No, because Will Smith, well...
After seeing White House Down, I'm gonna go ahead and say, I think he is.
He is?
He's so Michael Bay, it's not even funny. So.
Okay.
I can't believe I've always missed this comparison. His writers write shit just like it's a Michael Bay film, though. I'm sorry.
Maybe Michael Bay's like, that's his puppet.
With Bay to differ, who's the more famous out of them?
Michael Bay.
Or Roland Emmerich?
Bay.
I would assume Michael Bay, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think around their peers, who's more respected, Emmerich or Bay?
Oh, fucking A. I'd say Bay, because Bay has his hand in a lot of different other movies, and Emmerich's pretty much...
I think Emmerich is. I think he's probably more respected at the time, or whatever. I think Bay is more well-known and popular.
popular?
Because obviously he's done Transformers. I mean,
yeah.
He's probably either the most hated or the most popular, because you can judge from those movies alone whether you like him or not.
True. Good point. So they make to the... He tells them about the countdown, and pretty much President Whitmore decides that it's time to evacuate the White House. He originally wants to stay to be a strong president. And as soon as they get out of the helicopter, get to Air Force One, the countdown expires, and then all hell breaks loose. White House gets destroyed. What building is it in L.A.? Do you even know?
It was the U.S. Bank Tower.
Was it? Okay. And yeah. In New York, I think it was the Empire State Building.
Yeah, Bank Tower, I know that because I used to work in the building.
Okay, so...
But you know what? No, the Bank Tower wasn't even finished. I don't think it was finished with construction at the time. They might have CG'd that building. I don't think they were finished with that building at the time. I don't think that, because it was the largest building in L.A., well, it is right now, but it was the largest building. I don't think they were finished at the time with that building.
Well, whatever it was had people on top of it, so I don't know what buildings they were.
First of all, that's full of shit, because buildings do not let people just randomly go to the top of the, especially if you don't work in the fucking building. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty much aliens attack. They shoot this beam down, blows up the buildings, and the
Tron beam.
The Tron beam, and pretty much it explodes in a radius.
Good.
Around.
And
I love that there's one guy working in an office building, just filing, and all of a sudden looks out the window, and a flame blows him up. Like, he has no idea that there's aliens, you know?
Everybody in this movie deserved to die, I'm not gonna lie. This should have been ruled over by the aliens. And then you could have had a sequel.
Well, I think the sequel is going to be after everything's rebuilt. The aliens come back, we're like, we're fucking this shit up again. And the contractors are like, fuck you, God, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? As soon as the movie starts, they should just pick up where the last one ended. And you should see the guy, the construction guy, he's just like putting the cement in, and then he finally wipes the sweat off him, and then that shit just blows up. He goes, God damn it. Shit. Fuck, man, I lost a lot of good men building this shit, whatever, that quit everything, whatever. You know what? Fuck it.
Maybe that's where Will Smith, that's why his character's not coming back.
No, he's not coming back because he wants his son Jaden to be in it, probably.
Well, his son could be an alien.
No, because then Will would have to team up with him. That's the only way it'll work out.
So we... Pretty much all hell breaks loose. The Air Force One narrowly escapes, flames at the tail of the plane. Vivek Fox, her son, and her dog go into like a little storm shaft in a tunnel, and the dog barely survives. Which I thought that was just kind of hokey.
What is this kind of fucking? What is this assy? Take my back, put a bullet in his fucking head, or whatever. What is this? Come on now. I mean, you know, basically, this movie is stupid and it sucks. The only thing that you can give the movie fucking credit about is, you don't know the aliens' motivation. It's just a dumb alien invasion movie, honestly, or whatever. This movie, does it need to be 2.5 hours? Hell no! For the love of God, no, whatever. There's no background story here. You don't care about none of the characters. The side characters are all stupid. You want them all to die, whatever. They want to go stand on a fucking building talking about peace with the aliens and we're believing mankind, drawing ET photos and shit. I mean, I did not like this movie. I'm just thinking about it now. The more I hear you talk about it, the more I'm remembering. I'm just going like...
You hate it.
I do. I mean, I can give it credits here, whatever, and there, here and there, whatever, but... Going back on some of Will Smith's old shit, whatever, especially now today, whatever, I just shake my head, honestly. I was like, wow, I can't believe...
Do you really wonder why he was so popular?
Because of that show. It has to be because of the show.
I like Will Smith. I like his movies from the 90s.
I'm trying to think of a movie I actually do like. Like, I actually love, like, I would love to have or something like that.
Bad Boys?
No, I don't give a fuck about Bad Boys. I mean, it's alright.
Men in Black?
No, hell no.
No.
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wolf Man. iRobot.
Oh, fuck no.
How about Enemy of the State?
No.
I Am Legend?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you don't like him then.
Yeah, now that you bring up all these movies, I'm going on a rant there. I probably just don't like him. That's what it is.
What about Ali?
I liked Ali.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali, and that's only because I'm a big Muhammad Ali fan. And I thought that most of the stuff they got was accurate.
Okay.
I like him? Did I think he was perfect in it? Nah, he's okay, but, you know, it's whatever, honestly. But I do enjoy it.
Okay.
And especially his newer shit, I definitely don't like it now.
I believe it.
I guess Will Smith is on the fence now. And looking back at his career, I'm just looking at him like, eh. I mean, I do respect him as far as what he's accomplished and everything, and being as successful as he is, and going out to the takes where he turns down shit for, my son's not in it, I'm not in it. So, you know, I do respect him in that far as aspect, but just seeing him work, I want to say, like, because of him, we have these black stereotypes now in movies.
Nice.
we have these all shiznits and loud talking fast, you know, all that shit. Because of him, probably so. Because you think about it, even though that there were black people that were doing it at the time, black actors that were doing it at the time, none of them were as big as Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So Will Smith was the black man in Hollywood. So, you know, seeing him do this stuff now, to look back, like, I wonder, is it because that's what made Will Smith famous and popular, and people wanted him in his movies and stuff like that? Because of that, whatever. Now that's what we get in Hollywood today, is the fucking stereotypical black guy. So
yeah. So before I go to
Will Smith, yeah.
Before I go to like the next day, we also met Randy Quaid's character, Russell Case, who's pretty much a drunk former pilot in Vietnam, and he's a crop duster, and he says he's been adopted by aliens. I hated him. I'm not a Randy Quaid fan.
I'm not a Quaid fan at all, neither.
I like Dennis Quaid, but I do not like Randy Quaid.
I don't know about Dennis Quaid either. I don't know about Dennis Quaid either.
I just hated his character throughout this whole movie.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going to talk about much until, like, the end, but he was annoying, he was pointless, he was the comic relief.
Kind of like this whole movie, then, annoying, pointless.
Will Smith had some good lines for comic relief.
I don't think so.
But Randy Quaid's character, I just hated it. I hated the story with his kids, his son who tries to...
Another subplot that just honestly meant nothing to me. Say Will Smith had good line? No, the fuck he did not.
Well, I watched a special edition of Independence Day. It's kind of added scenes. Like, his one son, Miguel, stood up to his dad, trying to be the man of the house. His other son's, like, sick, and they never really say what's wrong with him. And his daughter's a fucking slut.
Which I like.
That's why it's like, she's, I don't want to die a virgin all throughout the whole fucking movie. So...
Good. Yeah, well, where's Pete Wanna? Hey, Mr. President. I hear you don't want to die a virgin here. Well, step into the president's cabin here, whatever. I'm going to give you a little help, man.
So
my
we
black
get...
ass would have been like, y'all need to protect me. Mr. President, we need your help. No, you don't. Be a hero of my ass. I'm sorry. People talk about, that president. That president didn't do shit. Once he got in the fucking plane and whatever, he didn't do jack shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
he was just useless as a president that'd say, I'm not getting out there, whatever. He just got in the plane, you never see him again. That's it.
Mm.
He doesn't. He has like a small bit of background in it, whatever, and yet he, out of all the ships that got shot down, he was one of the ones that survived. Give me a fucking break. It's like, in these movies, they cannot kill the president for some oddball reason. Even if he gets shot, he still lives through the film.
Yeah. But we go to July 3rd, the day after the attacks.
Okay, we could get to the end of the film now. We ain't got to go through this fucking middle of this film, whatever.
Well, I'm just going to add it. Just that. That's going to be real short. The president decides to send attacks out, so Will Smith's squad, the Black Knights, go to attack the aliens. Lifetime. Obviously, doesn't work because they have a force field. And it's all hell breaks loose, and pretty much the Black Knights get this killed, including Harry Connick Jr., which I don't see a point of his character. Will Smith crashes one of the alien spaceships.
I hated this whole fucking scene that they were being checked, because that's all Will Smith was doing. He would not shut the fuck up, and this one was insane.
I know. I think a pilot would not talk to himself like that, if you think about it.
I think a pilot would be running his mouth at all, whatever, especially if you dodge an alien ship that has a shield around it that's chasing you at God knows how fast. I would imagine Mach speed. It has to be faster than the ships that they were, the F-5s that they were flying or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going through, like, rubble and mountains and shit like that. I would imagine you'd be trying to concentrate, not shaking your head, moving around, yelling all the time.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah, well, we get these welcome to Earth. I'm sure that he punches the alien, which I don't even know. Well, the alien was wearing a suit. I don't think a Will Smith punch would knock an alien out. Especially for how long it was knocked out.
Yeah, Mom, that alien was unconscious for the whole fucking movie. I said, first of all, if a ship just crash landed and just land, you ain't be throwing no parachute, running your mouth out about, oh, you fucked up my suit and all this, whatever, and then you just walk up on the ship and open it up, and then you got time to smack the motherfucker and tell him, welcome to Earth and all this shit, and he's unconscious for that long-ass walk he had to. Granted, and when we saw, like, back at the lab where one of the aliens took over another human or whatever, that alien was aggressive, right on point or whatever. So I imagine as soon as Will Smith would have opened that shuttle to that spaceship, that alien would have used one of those fucking tentacles and wrapped it around Will Smith's neck and popped his head open.
Or his ears.
Yeah, or his ears. Oh, yeah, how could you miss those, whatever. I highly doubt that alien would have just allowed him to open that shit and just punch the fuck out of him and be knocked out for the rest of the movie.
Wow.
They're so advanced and their technology on their spaceship, but yet they couldn't withstand a punch.
Yeah.
and you say Will Smith wasn't there. Will Smith was the comic relief in this movie.
Okay. Well, Will Smith gets picked up by Russell Case and a squadron of RVs. Literally a huge lot of RVs. And they go, and he says he sees an Air Force base when he was flying by, which seems weird, because it was pretty much in the Grand Canyon area, and when did he see a base? And on Air Force One, they're talking about sending a nuke out. Goldblum's character says no, and obviously there's a fight argument between the cabinet that with Whitmore's people, who I hated, the Secretary of Defense guy.
You can go ahead and say you hated everybody in the film, too.
No, I just hate him because he was kind of just, he was a douche. That's what he was.
Everybody in this movie.
And his dad says about Area 51, about the aliens, you know, tabloid shit. And the president's like, no, it doesn't happen. And the Secretary of Defense says that's not entirely true. So they go to Area 51, which is obviously real. And then pretty much we meet Dr. Oaken, played by Brent Spinner. He was Data, right?
Yeah.
Data? Okay. He was weird.
Why don't you come up with these fucking names
for these people? Oaken. So he shows them the alien spacecraft that they got back in 1947. And he's like, this is cool. And he goes, people are dying. Or he says it's amazing or something like that. And he goes, people have been dying. I wouldn't say it's amazing. So the convoy arrives. And Will Smith, they take the alien and they do tests. They break open, they cut open the suit, and the alien pops out and just pretty much kills everyone. Wraps his tentacle around Oaken's throat, and then President comes in with the cabinet and some soldiers, and find out that after like some weird noise, the President sees or has a vision or whatever, I don't know how to describe it, that what their plan is to take all of our natural resources and destroy the planet. Like
they can have it.
Huh?
They can have it. We're pretty much destroying it anyway. They can have that shit.
So the president pretty much decides they're going to do a nuclear attack. And but also, Hillary wants to go meet his girlfriend at his base, but learned that the base was attacked and destroyed. He steals a helicopter, flies over the base, and they meet Vivica Fox, her son, dog, and then President's wife, who was presumed dead. And he takes her back to there, and the wife dies from internal bleeding, which was, I would say that was a sad scene.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, really.
I'm not gonna lie, I wanted her to die. She deserved to die. Everybody in this movie deserved it. I did not like this movie. I'm just hearing you talk about it. I was like, wow, this is
so they shoot the nuke at one of the spaceships, and it doesn't work. So obviously, nothing's gonna work. Goldblum gets drunk, and his dad, kind of just said something about get off the floor. You're cold. I don't want you to catch a cold. And Goldblum has an idea about planting a virus inside the mothership of the spaceships, and then it'll trickle down to the smaller ones. So,
and then we realize that the Area 51, they've been hiding the alien ship for years, and then they use that ship to go plant the virus up in the mothership, and then next you know it, they really did tell the aliens welcome to Earth because they blew that shit up and yada yada yada, et cetera, et cetera. All right, man, wrap that shit up. Come on, guys. You try to go over every fucking detail of this piece of fucking shit over.
Well, all right, this is just the end. We go to July 4th. Whitmore gives a great speech.
Good morning.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
I just gave you the end. That wasn't no fucking
shit. I just gave you the end.
I'm almost done. Don't worry.
Hurry it up.
He gives a great speech to the pilots, and pretty much Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum fly, which I unbelievable. Will Smith can fly to alien aircraft perfectly. To the mothership, and they plant the virus, and that leads the force field to be gone, and they can blow up the spaceship. And Randy Quaid's character, Russell Case, pretty much sacrificing himself while it's gonna shoot down Area 51 to go down to the beam and blow it up, which is unrealistic because if it was right above Area 51 and it crashed, everyone would die.
Yeah, because they ran out of missiles, so they had his only missile was jammed, so he decided to sacrifice himself, which they tried to make it all noble and heroic, mm-hmm. And I love how they just suddenly ran out of missiles at the
Yes. They only get four per jet, so who knows how many jets there were.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't know how many jets there was, but they just They only needed that one more missile, and that's, it just so happened not to work at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Man, fuck this.
Well, the last of it is Hiller and Levinson. They send the nuke at the spacecraft, and they have 30 seconds to leave. They zoom out of the spaceship as fast as possible, and they make it just at the last second, like this whole movie. And they wind up in a desert, and they meet, you know, pretty much see the president, with the president and everyone, and sure. They just stare at a crashed spaceship, and the end.
That movie sucks. Good lord. You know what? I think this movie got barely just by, just barely a little past, whatever, just because they blew up the White House and just because of the alien invasion or whatever. This movie is too goddamn long for nothing.
Is this the first movie that blew up the White House like that?
In a big spectacle, I would assume, yeah.
Okay.
Because there's been movies where, like, you know, they've tried to do, like, I guess, like, period pieces, like when the British set the White House on fire and shit like that. I mean, you know, there's been movies where the White House went down in different ways, but to be blown up, like, on a big spectacle blockbuster summer film like this, whatever, I want to say it was the first, but I think that's mainly what it got its pass from, because the characters are... give a shit about. You don't like any of them. I mean, if you want to say you like Will Smith, his dialogue is fucking horrible. I mean, it's the most cheesiest shit at the time, and at the time maybe it was acceptable, but if you look at it now, it's like, yeah, there's no way in hell I'm gonna make it through this whole film.
So what is your rating for Independence Day?
You know what, I was thinking it was gonna be nice about, but just hearing you talk about it, I was just like, man, I remember this movie a lot now, and I was like, maybe when I was a kid, yeah, I love seeing the aliens and all that, whatever, but I didn't see so many goddamn alien movies now, and especially after District 9 came out. I mean, that not only had aliens set the bar, talk about that original Aliens film, set the bar for alien films, but when District 9 came out, that set like a second bar of like how aliens films should be as well. So, you know, I saw that. I don't give a fuck about it. You know, it's a fucking...
Really?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about action scenes no more, honestly. You really have to have a story or some good characters or something like that, because action scenes now, when I look at it, I just look at it and go like, yeah, but if it goes on for too long, you need to put something in there that's actually meaningful for me or whatever, something that means something. I don't like any of the characters. All their dialogue is horrible. Will Smith is, because of him, now we have this black stereotype. Because of him now, there's really is nothing in here I like.
I'm going to give it a medium bag due to the fact that watching this, you can tell it is what it is. It's just, it's an action movie. It's highly unbelievable. Not counting, you know, not the aliens. I'm talking about him punching an alien and all that stuff. The spaceship getting blown up above Area 51, but yet it doesn't crash on top of it. You know, a lot of the characters were annoying and they're pointless, and I did like Goldblum, or not Goldblum, Pullman as the president, and why does Goldblum get typecasted like this all the time, you know?
Yeah.
He played the same character he did in fucking Jurassic Park.
How about say Jurassic Park? Yeah, he always plays the same character.
So, he always plays a scientist, and Will Smith was just Will Smith. There's no other way to better describe it.
Yeah, I was saying, there's no other better way to describe Will Smith this time. Had it been an hour and a half, whatever, because that's mainly what my problem with action films today, whatever. They try to make these shit seem like, oh, they're so deep and meaningful, whatever, and we all know this shit is stupid, okay? There's no reason for this shit to be 2.5 hours. You're not making a James Bond film, you're not making goddamn Avengers Dark Knight Rises, anything like that, whatever. Keep this shit out an hour and a half, whatever. And I think that's why so many action flicks of last year that I gave praises to, such as Dread or The Raid or anything like that, because they didn't try to cram beat you over the head with trying to add more details in the story or whatever. They kept it straight, simple, and got to the action and kept it under an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this was the biggest movie in '96, money-wise.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, Will Smith was huge. I mean, if he's not popular now, this is the time where he was just, like we've already said, king of the fucking summer at this time, and he was the man at this time, and
yeah.
Seeing the White House and all this, alien invasion on a big worldwide scale like this, I don't think it's ever been done in a film before. I mean, even with alien film, it was almost a sandbox style, whatever. But
and everything now, it's pretty much, you know, we've seen before.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, back then, maybe I would probably give it a higher rating, but looking at it now, I'm just like, yeah.
It's because you've seen too many action alien movies.
Yeah. So it's like the fuck it. I don't give a shit.
I'm going with medium bag. It's just popcorn fun. That's all it is.
Yeah. Would you ever go back to watch this if you just had free time and you was like, I want to watch a movie? And out of the choices you had, would you watch this?
No. Unless I have not seen it in forever. Like, I'm talking years. Like, I literally have not watched it in years. Till today. But I would say no. I mean, it's nothing against the movie. It's just that it's not. It doesn't have replay value.
You can watch something better. It's pretty much just saying it doesn't
yes.
have replay value.
Yes. So, do we have any comments?
Yeah, we got a couple here. I'll read some off for you. We got a first one come from Seth. Man, Seth, he's a big fan of the show here. He says, "Great show, you guys. Love the opening. Well done." Thank Z on that one, because Z had that fucking opening done before we even did the damn show.
Because I assumed DreamWorks was going to win.
I remember he told me, he was just like, hey, I've already made an opening, I hope this is okay. I was like, opening? I was like, we haven't even recorded yet. He's like, DreamWorks is going to win, don't worry. I was just like, I don't know, you never done.
And then you're going to say, well, I'm going to get people to vote for the remake.
I think once day 2 passed and it was already 20-2, I think he realized, you know what, I'm just gonna start working on an opening right now.
I spent a lot of time on an opening, I'm not gonna lie, and I made it perfect, and I love that opening. That's like the best opening I've done so far.
Yeah, because those folks came in like they dominated for the first day.
I don't know what kind of opening I'm doing for Independence Day yet, but other movies that we've done, I've thought of some stuff, so it's very interesting how I'm going to do openings from now on.
He says, TPO, he also says, TPO, I don't get why you thought Freddy was also always comedic. He was a dark character in the first one with one or two funny lines. He didn't start to get ridiculous until the third movie and then future ones. If you think about it, he was different than Jason, Pinhead, Michael, and Leatherface. He had character, and they just made it fun. With Dream Master, Dream Child, and Freddy's Dead, I love him in New Nightmare because that was the Freddy straight out of the original. Can't wait to hear the next show from you two. You just thumbs it up right there where I thought he was funny. You just said he didn't get ridiculous. I never thought Freddy was ridiculous. I thought his lines was funny because he was the first slasher killer at the time that actually talked.
Well, when Child's Play come out, 84? 87.
87.
I think it was 87. Nightmare came out in 84.
Chucky came. But, you know, I never took Chucky serious. I mean, who the fuck getting their ass kicked by a little doll?
Exactly. Freddy did get ridiculous with a lot of his kills. He turned into a fucking comic book character. And I think in Dream Master. Or Dream Child. It was Dream Child.
He got ridiculous, whatever. But I always found him to be funny just because of his lines. And like I said, but I never thought he was ridiculous until after the third one. I was like, all right, now they took what was. It's hard to say that he was the first serial killer with charisma.
yeah, that's very hard to actually like a serial killer like that.
Yeah, and I want to say it's just because at the time he was the first one that was just that had lines. He had dialogue. I mean, everybody else was just slow walking, no talking and shit, whatever. And you just knew it, but with Freddy, it was almost like he was stalking you, playing around with you and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Granted, it was still a dark film, but whenever he said a line, I always just, like, found it funny as hell.
I mean, Seth's got a good point, because if you knew Nightmare, which I like a lot, that Freddy wasn't funny at all in that movie. He was, just like he was in the original, a dark, dark character. And that's who I envisioned Freddy to be, not what he was in part 3, 4, and 5, and 6.
But, well, in part 3, I don't think he was funny. I think his lines was good. I don't think it was funny. I think that's when he was starting to branch off into... Cause what you two are saying is he get ridiculous. In 3, he wasn't ridiculous. he had funnier lines than he did in the first and second.
No, no, I'm saying that he got ridiculous after 3.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he got ridiculous.
Because he kills a girl on the beach and he puts on his sunglasses.
Bitch. That never happened. Shut your mouth.
It did. It did.
Shut your goddamn mouth. That never happened. God damn you. Why would you bring something like that? Oh my god.
What's the next one?
Damn, you son of a bitch. Why would you bring that? Man, that kills him, Derek. He says, another great film for one of my favorite podcasts now. Awesome review, guys. And I played that Dawkins song 100 times after listening to this review. Yeah, you know, that song is catchy as hell. It's awesome, too. Fits the movie very well, too.
Dream Warriors.
Don't want to dream no more.
There's no song. There's no music for Independence Day.
That was the best thing of Freddy. I always thought the music just fit him so well.
Was there a big music from the other ones?
I can't remember like off the top of my head, whatever. But they did have some nice. I know I got them on my phone. But,
well, it's the only one. I mean, the other ones just had theme.
Yeah, the other one was just themes. Whatever. This was like with the first like soundtrack was done by like a popular band at the time.
Mm-hmm. But.
And I think that's probably why they got ridiculous or whatever, because everybody was like, oh, Dream Wars is such a big hit or whatever, so let's make Freddy ridiculous. That seemed to be, and they got that formula all wrong here. But last comment here we got from Brittany. She says, does Z have any other podcast shows he does on thebrandcritic.com, or is he mainly promoting your stuff, people? You gotta ask him about that. I don't know.
That I have not started any other podcast as of yet on the Fan Critic,
yeah.
But I do promote Comicast and I Open Podcast, Movie Spoilers and Throwback Tuesday. Anytime they put a show on, I add it as fast as I can.
So will you be doing your own podcast anytime soon?
I have thought about it, but I don't know what to cover. Due to we're covering so many movies, I thought maybe I don't know what. But it's possible. I just don't know what to do yet.
I think you should give it a try. Just see if it works for you or not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of movies to do. I thought Husky and I thought about maybe doing a sports one. Just do sports movies and maybe do sports news. But we really have to do it on a weekly basis.
Yeah. There's a lot of sports movies out there. I mean, I could...
Mm-hmm.
Best we can go back to childhood.
Yeah.
Watch a ton of sports movies. That were for kids that Disney made. So yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, Brittany. Whatever, I wouldn't mind asking that question too. I wouldn't mind having another podcast show to listen to from someone I know. So,
but that's. I mean, I thought about it. I just don't know exactly what to do. But it's possible very, very soon.
So Brittany, you got to keep listening to Throwback Tuesday. Maybe you never know. Maybe next week he'll bring up something or something like that. You know.
Thanks for checking out the site. I know I've been kind of lacking. I've been busy with stuff with my new movie coming out and my old movie that I'm editing right now. So
I think you just found one of your first podcasts. The problem right there, something on those movies.
What, like hype up, like promote my movie, do a podcast, promote my movie,
like a commentary of it or something.
Yeah, probably could.
Yeah, so
it's not a bad idea.
A lot of stuff to work with. I know that, especially since you're a director and everything. So
yeah, like I had my casting call yesterday for my new Blood Rising movie.
Mm-hmm. You should send a little promotion out for that.
Yeah, that does. That comes out in this. That's going to come out in December. Unnoticed, I'm doing a rough draft right now, and that comes out August 20th.
Yeah, so people will be look on that, and I'm sure they could pick that movie up around that time or go see it or anything. Thanks, everybody, for all the support on Throwback Tuesday. Probably the most phenomenal podcast show on the earth, next to mine, of course. You know?
Of course. This is the bastard son of movie spoilers.
Bastard son.
We're the redheaded stepchild.
Hey, I don't treat this one like shit. Well.
No, you... No, you don't.
I treat them all like shit, okay?
No, you treat every show you're on with the utmost respect.
Well.
So, but thank you.
For all these damn last minute projects I have to have, whatever, then, you know, I could definitely treat this one probably. No, I'm probably going to give it the same. I don't like Independence Day, but anyway. So, yeah, that's a throwback to episode 6. Can't wait to come back next week when but the polling will be back up. But so
should we tell them what movies are going to be up?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Putting the one we said last time, right?
Yeah, you picked Transformers is it Dark Side of the Moon or Darker Side of the Moon?
Darker Side of the Moon.
Okay, because I've heard, I don't remember, I just know Transformers 3.
That would have been appropriate coming from Michael Bay, but yeah, it's Dark, I want to say Dark of the Moon. Yeah, I think it's Transformers Dark of the Moon, that's the one I'm picking.
Okay, and I'm doing G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra.
Yeah, so we're doing a Hasbro theme here, so check out your votes on Tuesday at moviesportspodcast.com. And cast your votes there, and we'll see what film comes out. And this has been episode 6. I'm the host of Phenomenal One.
This is Z.
And we'll catch you guys next week. Check you later. Later.
Later.
Welcome to Book.